stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
I love that studio audience. Thank you, everybody, for that wild round of applause. Hey, it's Rated G Radio. Today is Wednesday. We're going to be welcoming back America's Top 50 Psychic, Rebecca Fisk, to the program. And like I was telling everybody yesterday when we had Psychic Zoe Niklaus on, these are my dynamic duos, my fantastic psychic friends, Zoe and Rebecca. They're on twice a month with me now, and they, thankfully, for scheduling purposes, are doing it back-to-back on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, the first and third Tuesdays and Wednesdays of the month. So I want to remind everybody, not only to set your calendars, but you kind of get like a twofer every single week. Now, one of the things that I'm excited to tell you about, but I've been remiss on actually doing, and it's my fault, not the lovely ladies, we're going to do a combo promo and feature them on a joint program together at some point in the future. We're probably going to be doing this on a quarterly basis, so you can not only get a reading from Zoe, but you can get a reading from Rebecca all in the same show. It's going to be so exciting. But today you get Rebecca all to yourself. I'm going to encourage you to call in at 323-657-1493. That is the hotline. We are live for the next hour taking your calls. And let me see. What is it going to – oh, reminders. If you have a call that is answered on the show today, I'm going to ask that you go back and re-listen to the answer that you get either on the rebroadcast, because the show is available on demand. You can also download the entire history or the most current 300 episodes on Apple's iTunes as a podcast. You know, I know you want 300 episodes of the show to take with you when you're traveling, so you can download it and listen to the Friday Night Dance Party, to the, you know, the other shows, all that fun stuff. But it is available for you. So if you are a caller today, go in and listen to the archive and take some notes over what information is shared with you today. I think that will prove fruitful for you on this second or third day of spring. And without further ado, it's always my pleasure to welcome the lovely and talented Rebecca Fisk to the show. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. As always, it's always a wonderful experience, not only getting to hang out with you, Garrett, but I love having the opportunity to do my work. So thank you all for calling in and listening. And, you know, it's a beautiful day. We're here.
Yeah. Now, before we get to callers, and I'm going to remind you throughout the show too, because by the way, this is an opportunity to get your own private reading with Rebecca. Rebecca has a great website. There's a link on the show page. You'll also see the ad for Rebecca's website going on this computer screen for you. If you'd like a private reading with Rebecca, not on the air, she is available both in Northern and Southern California, along with Skype and telephone. So there's lots of different ways to connect with Rebecca to get a private reading. Of course, mention that you heard her here on Rated G Radio for a special Rated G Radio special. And she's even got like a March Madness event that's going on. I think we on Facebook, on social media, you extend it through the 15th of the month, but kind of on the radio, you give them a special deal and let that deal kind of go on all month long, Rebecca. So what's your March Madness that's going on in for your readings right now?
Well, it's 20% off of a reading. And yeah, I kind of, you know, between you and me, the Blog Talk listeners, and you, Garrett, of course, I tend to kind of be a little bit loosey-goosey with the deadlines on those madness offers, and even if my any of my specials, really. So, you know, I used to do the thing where as long as you call in by that day, you can schedule it farther out and, you know, stuff like that. And now it's like, well, it's still March. So why not? So it's still March Madness as far as I'm concerned. And then
that's
on top of
crazy,
that.
Rebecca, crazy savings all day long.
You know, if I can do it, I'll do it. That's the way that it works for me. And today's my mom's birthday. So today would be an especially great day to schedule a reading. So.
Well, let's do it. So before we get started, do we want to go through the meditation and the breathing? You know, because that is my favorite.
I know. You're awesome, Garrett. You are awesome. And yeah, I want to talk a little bit today, too.
Yeah.
I know I've been kind of opening the shows lately with some things to ponder. So I'm going to do a really quick ponder thing, and then we're going to do our little meditation, and then we'll take some calls for some questions today. So, all right. Well, I've talked about this recently. I've been kind of talking about this for a while now, that things are really up energetically. A lot of people getting a lot of issues kind of right in their faces and feeling like things are really either difficult or they're just getting some kind of harsh lessons. The thing is that right now it's about efficiency. You know, if you follow astrology, if you follow metaphysical teachings, there's been a lot of discussion actually over the course of the last like 20 years, I want to say, about a quickening of things as we experience them in time. And the thing is, you have to remember that, you know, time and space is something that was convenient, or I'm sorry, was created for the convenience of us here on Earth, that in the conscious field, time and space does not exist as we know it here. So, you know, when I'm connecting to your loved ones, or I'm connecting to the energy that allows me to see into what's happening in your world, I'm not seeing things according to a clock on a wall. It's just what the energy that's there. It's everything is experienced as if it's in the present, even though I will be given numbers or I'll be told that there's a time frame on something, and that is given for the convenience of those of us here on Earth. So everybody has kind of been experiencing things in a very quickened kind of state. So I just want to let you know that that's normal. You may be having some rather extreme situations come up in your life, and that's because the energy right now is about clearing all of that. It's about clearing any old stuff that's existing in your closet. Maybe you even forgot it was there. And so these issues are being brought into the light. You know, it's like you're opening the closet door. You may have people around you that are basically helping to initiate you into going back to opening that closet door so you can pull out all the stuff in there that you forgot was there, that needs to be cleared out so that you can move more fully into your path, so that you can more fully be engaged with the present of your life. This letting go of these hidden things can feel very draining. It can feel exhausting. It can feel like, why am I going through this again? I thought I cleared that. But getting to the other side, when you get over the hump, that is the climbing the mountain and getting to the plateau and then finally kind of getting to ride the energy back down again, you will find that things move much more easily, that whatever intentions you've set for goals and things like that, you'll start to see things lining up much more easily for you. So just know that whatever's coming up in your life, if it doesn't feel good, give yourself an opportunity to really look at what you're being presented with, because every single opportunity shows us that we have a choice about what we do with the information we're given. We get to clear it if we choose to clear it. We don't have to clear it, but just know that if we don't, that we're going to be given the opportunity to clear it again later. It's also a great time to look at how you are reacting to things. I know that I've had situations in my life and particular people who've really, you know, tried to push my buttons. And what I discovered long ago with my practice with, you know, studying meditation and studying the teachings of Amma and Yogananda and Buddha and, you know, a few of those teachers, the teachings of Jesus, what I learned is that I always have a choice about how I respond to a situation. It doesn't matter how badly I've been hurt. It doesn't matter how much I want to get back at that person, because we all have all aspects of personality. So we can always choose to take the high road. So we can process our emotions. We can process our reactions to whatever the situation is. And I always suggest that we do that on our own in private. Like if you get angry at somebody, I know for me, if I get angry at somebody, I wait till I have some alone time and I write them letters and I tell them everything I want to say to them that would not do anything in their presence except cause a problem. But it gives me an opportunity. If I write all of this stuff down and I just let myself stream of consciousness write, It gives me an opportunity to release the anger. It gives me an opportunity to verbalize anything that I'm wanting to speak about. And then I take the letter and I either burn it or I take it outside and I tear it up and throw it away. And the intention as I'm releasing this through the cleansing of fire or through the tearing it up is that this energy be changed into light and love for the highest good. So I process the emotions that come up with these circumstances. And in processing and releasing these emotions, it gives me the opportunity to stay centered when I'm interacting with these people. And it gives me the opportunity to stay in a place of love and treat the situation as the gift that it is for me to get to learn about myself and see what the buttons are that are still being pushed in my life. But it also gives me the opportunity to thank the people who are instrumental in allowing me to see my issues and then to bless them. And so I end up feeling more clear. I end up getting the lesson and I get to clear my stuff. But I also get to bless myself in the process, and I get to bless the people who have created the opportunity for me to learn. I don't have to do anything to them. It's not about that. It's about them showing up as a gift for me to grow in my own conscious evolution. Okay? So the takeaway from this is honor yourself in all situations. If you have a reaction to something that you feel is quote-unquote negative, understand that in the conscious field, there is no negative and positive in terms of emotions or anything. It's not judged. We just have what we have to learn what we can learn. Okay? So let go of the judgment, honor yourself, allow yourself a process that's healing for you, and stay in love with yourself and in love with your life. We can always choose love.
I think sometimes that's hard to do, but I like what you said.
Well, you know, and Garrett, it's hard for me to do that too. I'm human. You know, I've had all these people go, oh, you never do that. I'm like, oh, sure I do.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you.
You know, we all, and I'm going to remind you, Garrett, every single one of us, every single person who is living a human existence has the full range of emotions. We have love. We have hate. We have caring. We have vindictiveness. We have all of that, some of us to much greater an extent than others. And, you know, we are here to learn about our own conscious evolution and to contribute to the conscious evolution of the whole. So we always have a choice. And so, you know, Garrett's a good friend of mine, everyone. And Garrett knows that there are some days where I will call him and I'll say, I am so frustrated right now. And he's a great listener and he lets me vent and he'll go, okay, Rebecca. Okay. So I remember this book called The List. And so what are you going to do today?
Right.
So I have to take my own medicine and I do, but I will tell you that the techniques work and that what it does for me is it gives me the opportunity to allow all of these emotions that are somehow for our highest good. And my belief is God doesn't make mistakes. If we have this full gamut of emotions, there's a reason for every single one of them. They somehow benefit us, but they don't necessarily always benefit us in social situations, right? So
no, they don't.
Allow them, allow the gift that the emotions bring us and take the wisdom and take that out into the world. And when we do that, we can bring love and compassion, not only to ourselves, but to everyone around us, no matter what's been going on in our lives.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay. Thanks for letting me say all that. Okay. Are you ready for meditation?
Yes. Let's do it.
Okay. So for those of you who are new to the show today, I do a very simple meditation. It's three breaths. The first breath, we're going to visualize a shower of golden light coming down from above, basically hitting the top of our head and going down the back of our body all the way along down to the heel and under the foot and then back up across the top of the body, the front of the body, and all the way up. And then we also visualize that almost like these leaves or petals are coming up the side as well. I know that's kind of a little bit different than how I usually describe it. But basically, we're forming this cocoon of golden light that completely encapsulates us. And the golden light is compassion and unconditional love. So that's what the first inhalation is. When we exhale, we are releasing tension and anxiety that we've been holding in our bodies. The second breath is the white light of Christ consciousness and protection. And again, we form this beautiful cocoon that completely encapsulates us. We exhale tension and anxiety. And the third breath, we're breathing in pink light, the color of rose quartz, and it's love for yourself and others. And then we make a stronger intention to release any residual or leftover anxiety, tension, nervousness, anything that we're still holding in our body. And we give a final really good push of that out of our body. The exhalation, you're visualizing that that energy of tension or anxiety is going out the bottom of the, we're channeling that back down into Mother Earth. Mother Earth says, yay, energy, I get to do something with this. So we want to release it out of our bodies. We do not need it, but Mother Earth will welcome it and use it for her highest good. Okay, so we're going to do the three breaths. If you're sitting, hopefully, you know, preferably sitting in a chair, you can sit in a lotus position if that's comfortable for you, but sitting upright with your spine straight and your feet flat on the floor, and just try to relax your body a little bit. And we're going to take our first breath. Remember the golden light of compassion and unconditional love. Breathe in. Imagining that light coming down as a shower, and completely forming this beautiful cocoon of golden lighting, compassion and unconditional love. And exhale. Releasing any tension out the bottom of the feet. And again, a deep breath, the white light of Christ consciousness and protection, forming a complete cocoon. Breathe in. And hold it for just a moment, this beautiful, loving Christ consciousness energy. And exhale out the bottom of your feet, any tension you may be feeling in your body. And our third breath, the color of rose quartz, love for yourself and others. Breathe in. And hold it for just a moment. And exhale, gathering any residual tension or anxiety, especially focusing on the abdominal area. Grab anything left in that gut and push it out the bottom of your feet. Okay, and shake it out a little bit. Just very gentle shakes of your arms and legs. Kind of bring us back to the present and get us grounded again. How do you feel, Garrett?
Oh, my gosh. My eyes are watering.
Ah.
It's crazy. Anyway, okay. Hey, let's do it. We got a bunch of callers today, and we're going to start with a first-time caller. Jessica is calling about love today. Jessica, welcome to the show. You're live with Rebecca. What's your question for today?
Hi, thank you. My question is about my relationship with Joe, which it's more on the friend side of it with like sort of like a flirty thing. Okay. But we haven't spoken a couple of weeks because, you know, we've had like some little snafus, and I just sort of feel frustrated as far as like I'm ready to reconnect. I told him that the ball's in his court. I can't keep on like initiating. And I saw him at the park the other day, and he didn't come over to say hi. He sort of like walked the other direction because I think he's still dealing with some stuff having to do with like embarrassment from our last thing that happened.
Okay.
So I don't know. I would like help in like relieving this frustration because sometimes I see it as a gift and I'm like, okay, work on myself, like what you were just talking about. The other part of me is just like annoyed. Like I want to, you know, develop a friendship. So, and possibly more. So anything that comes up.
Okay. So Jessica, thank you for the, it's a really good question today. So the very first thing that comes up is that you like to think things through a lot. And my impression about you is that you tend to make decisions based on what you think and not what you feel. So you're not using a lot of your intuitive ability, and I feel like you have a lot of it, but you kind of shut it off. And you know, it's that thing where you get the little voice that says you should do this, and later on you go, ah, I knew I should have done that. Okay, that's your little intuitive voice telling you what, you know, it's trying to give you some guidance. So as far as Joe, you know, my impression is that he's got a lot of stuff going on. I feel like there's a lot of chaos around him. And
yeah.
part of it is that he tends to get into a situation, but he's not clear in how he communicates. I mean, you're actually seeing who he is. This is not somebody who communicates directly and says, hey, I like you, let's go out, or hey, I like you, let's get to know each other better. He never actually is forthright about any of it. He just kind of leaves himself in this situation where everything's kind of to chance. So it's like he wakes up in the morning and, what do I want to do today? Oh, I don't know. Well, it's raining. Okay, well, let's do something that the rain is good for. He kind of just goes with whatever. Instead of having a specific plan or being direct about how he feels or what he thinks about things. And my impression is that this is, you know, you have this wonderful nurturing energy where you want to make everything okay for people. And that's a beautiful intention. But you're an action-oriented person and he is not. So what I want to say to you is that there is a huge gift in this relationship with Joe. And that is that you get to see, you know, you get to look at yourself and look at other relationships in your life where you're trying to make everything okay for somebody, but you can't really. I think that this is, it's an opportunity for you to see the pattern. He's a lovely person. He's got a very kind heart. He would not intentionally hurt anyone, but his lack of action is utterly frustrating for you. And that's who he is. It's not like he's going to magically start being a person who sets goals and starts putting them into action. And again, it doesn't make him a bad person or anything. He's a kind person. But that energy is so not in congruence with who you are and how you do things. And that to try to be, you know, you either have to accept we're going to be friends and it will just be a friendship and nothing else. And that you have to allow that if you call him and spontaneously says, yeah, I'm available, let's go to a movie, that's going to kind of be the extent of the friendship. It's going to be a spontaneous, you know, he's not really one who's going to make plans with you for, you know, let's go to a movie in a couple of weeks. He's not that kind of guy. So.
Right.
So.
I tend to think, okay, well, maybe he'll change with this or with that. It definitely is a pattern and I'm trying to do things different, but it still feels like I shouldn't close my heart to him. So that's where the confusion ends.
I understand that. But see, here's the trick. And this is the really difficult part. We can love somebody without having to interact with them. We can love them without wanting them to be different. And we can love them without wanting a different response from them. But that, it takes a lot of work because that means we have to let go of our expectations. And so that means we have to look at ourselves and what we are expecting from others that we don't realize we're expecting. That's where the disappointment comes in. And I'm not saying if you've made an agreement with him to show up and go to a movie and he doesn't show up that you wouldn't be upset. Of course you would be upset. But if you expect him to call you back when he calls you and that's not his MO, then you're going to continually be disappointed. So see who you are and love yourself in all of this. Who you are is exactly who you're supposed to be. And who he is exactly who he's supposed to be. I'm just not sure that this is a good recipe for you guys to have a deeper friendship like you're looking for. If you can accept him the way that he is right now and know that sometimes you'll see him and you'll go hang out when it works spontaneously and that can be enough for you, then it's totally fine. But if it's not enough for you, then I really want to strongly suggest that you start looking at who else in your life has this pattern where you kind of come in and you want to try to make everything okay for them. Because it's time for you to make your life okay for you and allow that other people are going to show up for you in the most perfect way for you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see you pull that love back for yourself.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, definitely. Okay. Thank you very
much.
There
we go, Jessica. Appreciate your call.
Let us know how you're doing.
Yeah. And she can be a second time caller next time. We're going to jump to our next caller, and that's Jill. She's looking to find out about getting her Zen on. Jill, welcome to the show. You're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. I really loved your meditation and your presentation this morning. That was really helpful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. How can I help you today?
especially the rose quartz. And then I see you have your pink sweater on for your Zen Get Yours Today advertisement on here.
I try.
It's beautiful. It feels
Thank
good.
You.
I would say probably 70-80% of the time, my default mode is, you know, oh, it's all divine timing. Oh, it's all good. You know, and I can really be there. But probably, I think it's more so recently, I get really hit with a crippling, you know, what the heck? In the, you know, in the world, in my life, in whatever, I really feel like I've been in a stasis, like I'm being held in place. Mm-hmm. What maybe, who knows, but maybe you do. But what you said about it's, you know, we're in a quickening, it's time to clean out the closets. I'm clueless. I mean, if I've got something in the closet, it's way, way, way back there. And so
yeah.
I guess that's kind of what my question is, if you have any insight on that.
Okay, well, first of all, I just want you to know, I do on a fairly regular basis yell at God. So for all of those of you out there who think I don't yell and I don't get angry, trust me, because it's like, okay, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. And how come, like, if there isn't enough revenue coming in, why is it? I'm doing everything you told me I was supposed to do. Well, what's mm-hmm. interesting is that every time I do that, I get more clients.
Uh-huh.
But I've also discovered that I don't actually have to wait until I'm angry for that to happen. I can actually say, okay, is there anything else I can do today? And God, you know, I'm showing up. I'm allowing, I'm going to surrender. I'm allowing whatever you're willing to send to me, but not passively. And the reason that I say that not passively is because, oh gosh, how do I put this? When we really fully embrace that we're in flow and that there is limitless abundance, that there is limitlessness in the conscious field, in the universe, and that it's our own belief about ourselves, about how much we're tapped into that or not. You know, my impression is that for some of us who work in the metaphysical world, we've had an attachment to the belief that a lot of money is greed. And that goes back to past lives about how the kings had all the money and everyone else had nothing. So I know for myself, I had to really work through that to know that I have nothing to do with that energy, that it's kind of something we connect to, but we can release it and know that that's not present time. My impression is that you are being held kind of in place where you are, because there are two to three other things around you that have to be lined up for your momentum to continue. So it's also about getting comfortable in that place and surrendering fully. So,
yeah.
You know, it's one of those things where the analogy that I'm being given, or the picture that I'm being given, is that you don't want to get on the freeway until the construction of the freeway has been completed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mm-hmm. like you're waiting at the on-ramp and you've been sitting there for days and the light is red. But it's because they haven't finished the road farther down that you can't see, and that road is being completed. And as soon as it's done, that light for you is going to turn green.
All
so
right. Yeah,
it
that,
is coming.
That feels, yeah.
Yeah, and I want to say there's some things that are coming for change. I'm getting the two A months. So April, you're going to see some adjustments in your path. And I feel like August is going to be, that's going to be springtime for you. It just feels like everything opens up. So mm-hmm. I would say enjoy the rest right now. I know that you're somebody who's organized and you keep things lined up so that things can flow when the time comes. You will be very, very busy in August. So whatever you've wanted to do as far as relaxation or taking time off, or maybe, you know, taking some day trips or whatever it is that you've had on your, I want to do this when I can, try to do some of mm-hmm. those things now, because things are going to become much busier for you again.
Okay. All right. So I don't have to feel like I'm wasting time right now.
No. And really, that's a judgment that we humans have put. You know, it's uh-huh. we are beings, not doings. And if you have time to sit in quiet, you have an opportunity to just be, you know, immersed in the consciousness. And that is never a bad thing. It's never, you know, really? You meditated all day today? What's the matter with you? That is never something that's going to come out of my mouth. Because it's always, you know, we're here to evolve our soul. That's ultimately what we're doing here. We're spiritual beings having a physical experience. So when there's a downtime and the human part of us is telling us, oh, you should be doing something, ask yourself, is there anything on my goal list that tells me I have a task that can move me forward and closer to that goal? Or have I done everything I can do today? And if I have, what can I do to be of service in the world? And what can I do that's compassionate and loving for myself and others?
Okay,
and that is your task. That's your homework. When you've done your to-do list, then it's about coming back to loving yourself and having compassion for yourself, because every time we work on that for ourselves, it fills us up so that we can bring more out into the world. And that is the most necessary ingredient to the world that we need right now. So you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing. Now it's just time to get comfortable in that.
Okay.
And I know, like I said, I know that you're somebody who you're used to doing. Sink into that deeper level of your beingness. You're a very bright light, and you help a lot of people more than you know.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad you called in.
Thanks.
Hope that helps you get your zen on. And we're going to go on to our next caller here. We've got a bunch of you here. We've got Amy, Louise, Jeff, Tasha. We've got everybody here. So, Jeff, you are next. Jeff is looking for a general reading, and you are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Jeff. I'm well. Nice to hear your voice. Okay, so just general. Let's see here. One second. The very first thing that comes into mind is that there's another book coming for you. I have to say that, and I might have to qualify this for everybody. I know who this is because I recognize his voice.
it's no secret, Rebecca. No.
Well, and I have to tell you that my immediate image was that I'm seeing gems above your head. These are, and for whatever reason, they're polished. I don't know why, but they're polished, and they're crystals. And there is, you're being downloaded with more information, either, I don't know if it's discoveries of new combinations or if it's that you're going to be writing about using combinations of stones because together they create a different healing kind of energy. But there's, as I'm telling you this, I have to tell you, I have this extreme amount of heat just completely around my heart chakra right now, which is unusual. And but it's like this information is being downloaded on you. So I don't know if you're already experiencing that and if you're already starting to channel write this stuff, but there's another book that's coming that's based on this information. And it's, I almost feel like this may be something kind of new for you, even though I know you've studied all this stuff, but this is, it's coming to you in a different way. I almost feel like the guides who, and I'm getting a lot of chills on this too, the guides that have been working with you for a long time have handed the torch to another group of guides. And so there's more information. It's like, okay, he's ready. So now you've graduated to this next level. And so there's more information that will be coming through that has to be given now to the earth plane, if you will, that hasn't, I feel like this hasn't been done before. This is a brand new thing. So I know people have, there's lots of books about, oh, this crystal does this, and this one does that, and this one does this. But there hasn't been a lot of documentation about what happens to frequencies when you combine them. And that's the information that will start to come through for you if it hasn't already started. So I also want to say I'm specifically seeing this one. I want to say it looks like it's a little bit bigger than walnut size crystal, and it's polished, and it's not quite round, and it's not quite oval, but it's this, I wish I knew, a calcify, I can't remember. It's not green, and it's not blue, but it's not turquoise. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What I'll do is I'll go back and listen in, as Garrett suggested, but, yeah, if you're picking up like a calcite,
I think so. Is that kind of? It's not really green and it's not really blue. It's somewhere in the middle, but it's not turquoise.
calcites come in a lot of. We love our calcites because there's so many of them, and they all seem to be named after food. There's
root beer
calcites and champagne calcites and orange calcites. The orange calcites are delicious.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
but I'm I'm specifically seeing that, and then I'm seeing what I'm guessing is, I want to say, I'm seeing something that's a regular crystal that the base of it is just the clear quartz, and then it has the top part of it is, I want to say it's topaz but it looks more like the amber color. And for whatever reason, those are the two specifically shown to me when I first heard your voice, and it's like they're above your head. So there's something about the wisdom, either about this or the combination of the two, and what kind of energy that creates if you put them together. So anyway, yeah, really, really interesting stuff coming for you. And I'm hearing May. May is when I'm hearing the prolific writing will be happening. So get yourself prepared. Because I know you're somebody who does a lot of preparation before you actually start writing. So it's time to start preparing and go have some fun. So because you're going to be really busy.
Okay.
So.
All right.
There you go, right. Jeff. Thanks for your call. Have a great day today. And we are going to jump to Amy next. Amy, you are now live with Rebecca, and Amy is calling about love.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Amy. How can I help you today?
Well, I have a question about someone named Scott.
Okay.
What you're getting with
us. Okay, so hang on just a second here. Well, right now I'm seeing a disconnect. So I don't know if you had an argument but it gives, that's the kind of energy that I see. It's almost like there's a wall between the two of you and you're not looking at each other. You're looking away from the wall. So there's a bit of a feeling of a disagreement or, some type of break, something blocking the two of you right now. But I feel like it has something to do with an interaction that the two of you had. Let me take a look at him. So part of this is, I feel like maybe you're in more of a hurry than he is. And he's got a lot of pressure. He's got goals and things that he's trying to take care of. And it means that the relationship has to be farther out. And he's doing everything he can to try to reach his goals. I do believe that he really cares about you. And I do believe that, you know, he has thought about a future with you. But the thing is that he's concerned about whether or not something can work because there's a feeling on his part that you're trying to push him to move his timeline up, and he's not ready to do that. And he's somebody who, once he's made up his mind about something, it's very hard to change his mind. He does change his mind occasionally, but there are some things that he just digs his heels in the sand and that's it. And he's not going to be moved. So, you know, my question to you is, can you allow the relationship to unfold in a natural way for both of you? Or are you feeling like your timeline for your own life is such that maybe you need to look for a different relationship? I feel like you love him, but I feel like your timing and his timing are not the same. So you have to decide whether or not you can fill yourself up in your own life without putting pressure on him to make changes to try to accommodate where you think you want to be. So I would say to you, are you doing things in your life every day that is self-care and filling yourself up with doing things that you love, whether or not he's with you? Because the person who is fulfilled in their own life, who loves their life, is the one who will have the most successful relationship, as long as the other person, their partner, is also fulfilled in their own life. So these are the relationships that work when you're not depending on the other person to make you happy. You're not depending on the other person to make everything okay and to fill up your life.
Okay.
Okay, so do things that you love to do. If there's anything, if you've wanted to take a cooking class and you've been putting it off because you want to go with him, go take the cooking class. Find a girlfriend who wants to go. And if you can't find a girlfriend who wants to go by yourself. This is your life. You get to create your life the way that you want. And you get to create a life that you're in love with. Be in love with your own life. Be in love with yourself. It doesn't matter if we're in love with another person or if we're in love with our life. The frequency is the same. We're in the frequency of being in love. That's the important thing. Okay? And I'm going to give you an analogy And that is that, you know, there's a girl who's kind of a nerd. She's in high school. She never has a date. She goes to college. She's studying her field of interest. There's a huge study group when she first starts college. And by halfway through the semester, the study group has dwindled down to two people. It's her and one guy. So now they're doing their studying. And after a few weeks, they're realizing that maybe they kind of like each other. And then they decide, they kind of start dating and they fall in love. And now she is just, you know, she's in the frequency of being in love. She's never had a date before this guy, but now she's resonating in that frequency of being in love. And people are asking her out all over the place. She's like, I can't believe this. Why? What's the deal here? Well, the deal is she's resonating in the frequency of being in love, and everyone wants to be in love. So when you resonate in that frequency, whether it's because there's somebody else in your life or it's just you loving your own life or loving yourself, people are attracted to that. Okay? So anything that you do for yourself to love your own life is only an enhancement of any relationship that you have with everyone in your life, including Scott. So don't focus so much on what he's giving you or not giving you. Focus on what you're giving yourself. He really does care about you. It's really about you being patient. And can you be patient enough to allow that his timeline may not be yours? And can you adjust your timeline and still be happy and content? And if you can't, then you have to look at that.
Okay. So he does love me?
My impression is he really does care about you, but he doesn't want to be pushed.
And there
you have
we
to
go.
Let him come to you. Okay, so he does care about you, but you've got to let him come to you.
Amy, thank you for your call. We appreciate you calling in today. We're going to jump over to Louise, who is calling about her career today. Louise, welcome to the show. What's your question for Rebecca?
Hi, thank you. Thank you, Rebecca. And I have to say, I give you plenty of kudos for being up so early in the morning and being so, so cheery.
Thank you. You know, I am a morning person, and I have a confession. I'm usually up sometime around 6, if not earlier, sometimes as early as 4:30 to do my meditation. So, but thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, Louise.
It's been a while since I've chatted with you, and looking on, you know, any career prospects or job prospects, money, anything else that you
can. Okay. Well, very first thing, I want to tell you to take a deep breath. I know you're somebody who always presents your best self, and God bless you for that. But I know that there's a lot of heaviness. I know there's fear. I know there's sadness. And I really want to encourage you to let go of that. Okay. If it means after we hang up, you have a good cry. I know that's not really your MO, but you've got to give yourself the opportunity to let go of this energy that's being held in. Okay.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I know that you have really strong faith. And I want to say to you, God has your back always, always. Even though things get difficult and they get really uncomfortable, God has your back. And you have to remember that. Okay. So that being said, let me really check in here with you because I know you'll do whatever, but I also would love to see you get an opportunity to do what you love to do. And I don't know that you've ever really given yourself permission. You've always been taking care of everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I ask, what do you want to do? I know you want to help people. I get the impression you especially want to help women. I could see you doing something where you're consulting with women and getting information to try to find services that will support them. I don't know if this is like a social worker type of a situation. It almost feels more like you could even start your own business where I'm trying to think here. There's a huge amount of people who don't know what services are available for them. So they kind of flounder and struggle not knowing that there's this whole network of services that they could actually rely on and get some help from. And I feel like you're somebody who would get great satisfaction of being able to talk to people and say, okay, so you need this and this and this. I can connect you with this organization and this organization. Here are the phone numbers. If you need to call them, I can, you can go in the lobby and call. But this is the kind of thing that I see you potentially doing. or you're working with people to find out what they need and then connecting them with the services that they need. Now, to qualify this, that type of work could apply to a whole multitude of industries. The banking industry, you need a loan, what kind of loan do you need?
I recently applied to some at an insurance company, a medical insurance company, kind of like a coordinator or rep for those kind of jobs.
Good.
Do you see any of those coming to be? If there's an open house tomorrow night that I want to go to.
Go to the open
house. I've applied for everything. And
Okay, so yes, go to the open house, and yes, this is the kind of job that I'm talking about. This is the same, it's the same kind of energy as what I've been talking about. So this feels like it would be a good fit for you. But what I want you to do is I want you to sit down and I want you to write down, let me back up. I want you to take some time for yourself today, and I want you to sit quietly, and I want you to let yourself dream about, if I could be anything in the whole wide world and money were no object, what would I be doing and where would I be? And really sit with that, and don't let yourself talk you out of it, okay? And when you kind of get, well, where would I be and what would I be doing? And when you feel clear, I want you to start writing, just stream of consciousness writing. Don't filter anything. I don't care if you get a thought that says, oh, I forgot to buy bread, I have to go to the store. Write it and keep going.
Keep going.
Keep writing until you feel like, okay, let me see what I wrote. And then go back and look at what you've written. And sometimes people have a really hard time with this. And it's like, I've had some people say, well, I had to start with what I don't want to do. Okay, I don't want to be a police officer. I don't want to be a fireman, you know, and that's okay too. But the point is, we want you to get connected to what your deepest desires are, because you're somebody who's, you're very pragmatic. Well, what's practical here? What can I do that I can help make this better, but I don't have to have the best. I'll give somebody else that opportunity. You've always just shown up wherever you're needed, which is beautiful. But now it's time for you to get to do what Louise wants.
Yeah.
So I want you to do this.
It's been very hard since my dad has died over the summer. It has been very hard to get to that place.
I understand that. And I think that's why I feel the heavy heart.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the very first thing.
Yeah. And I it's just been difficult. And so you know the whole story, but, you know, so now that times are changing in this country and in this world, you know, I where do I help? What do I do? What, you know, I need money for this, that, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I'm trying to find work so that my daughter can continue in school. But I don't want just, you know, I mean, I will take whatever I get, but, you know, I would rather have something at least that has some kind of, like you said, meaning that I'm helping somebody somewhere,
right?
Than being showing up.
Right. Well, do the stream of consciousness writing that I talked about, and then go back through and take anything out that's not pertinent at all. And then if there's something that's a negative statement, turn it into a positive statement. So if you say, I don't want to work with negative people, change that to, I work in an environment with cooperative team members who are all supportive. You know, you want everything to be positive, because the universe only sees the energy of the statement. It doesn't see that do or don't or yes or no in front of it.
Okay.
So you want it to be positive, and then go back through. And once you've looked at the list, after you've changed everything to a positive, it should feel like, yes, I can't wait for this to happen. If it doesn't feel like that, then ask yourself what you need to add to the list to make it feel that way. And remember, the sky's the limit. Okay, money's no object. Okay, you can do this. Oh,
thank you.
All right, well, keep us posted. I want to know how you're doing, and I'll be praying for you.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Louise.
Karen.
Have a great day today.
Care.
We're going to jump to Tasha, who is also calling about her career. Tasha, welcome to the show. What's your question for Rebecca today?
Hi, Rebecca. I just was calling to see if you saw a new place of employment coming up for me.
Okay, let me just ask you, because the very first thing that comes up is that you're ready to be someplace else. My impression is that you've either wanted to go to school or you're thinking about going to school, and I would say yes to school unless you're already doing that.
School thing is with school is I've been in school for 7 years. I don't know what I would go back for.
Okay. Is there something that you've kind of wanted to do that maybe requires just a little certificate or something? Because I feel like there may be some type of learning. It's not a regular, like, okay, I have to go back to school and get a four-year degree. It feels more like, okay, I'm going to go get my real estate license. It's something like that. That's a shorter course of study, but that may have some type of certificate attached to it, something like that.
Well, I went to real estate school, but I didn't pass the test, so I didn't go back to take it, but it's only because I'm trying to see if I even want to stay in this state.
Okay. Well, okay, I understand that. And that kind of has to be decided. You'll have to decide whether or not you want to stay where you are. But because my impression is, okay, well, go back and get a review and take the real estate license, but decide where you want to be first. I actually get that you may end up staying where you are through the end of the year. I don't know beyond that. 2018 seems like there's some changes for you, but I also see you in a better place financially. So my impression is if you like real estate and that's an industry that you're attracted to, you know, go review your notes and go take the test again, because it's not going to do anything except help you if you sell a few houses before you move. But I see things, it's like, but you've got to shift away from where you are right now. You know, I feel like everything feels pretty much like drudgery for you at the moment. And so we want to get you out of drudgery. We want to get you some joy. Okay.
Yeah.
You really like the industry. You know, my impression is you like going into the homes and really kind of helping people connect with something that would make them feel good. And you like looking at the different ways people are decorating and all of that. That's something that kind of feeds your soul. So don't deny yourself that. You know what I mean?
Right,
like, it's like, yeah, it's fun for you. So let yourself have some fun while you make some money. It's a great thing. And it's, you know, like I said, just go review. Go review and take the test. You can do this.
Well, that's not the thing is I'm in the social work field. I was just picking up real estate. But where I'm at right now, it takes up a lot of time. And and your schedule, you really don't know, you know, in social services. And since I've moved here, I know, like, and this is just something I had to just work with myself. I knew that I did not want to move to the state, and I knew that I didn't want to do this job, but I did it for the money.
Yeah.
And I kind of got myself in this place because I've been dreading it since the first day I've worked there, and it's going on 2 years now.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to figure out how to dig myself out of this hole because it's been misery for 2 years, and I'm just really wanting something else, but I kind of got the financial and the insurance kind of got dependent on that. But
I understand. I understand all of that, but I want to say to you that the real estate thing, that was a great idea of yours. And again, if you can make even just enough time to sell a house or two, you're going to have the finances that you need to be able to move, and you'll be able to get out of this. But the field that you're in, this, you know, social work, you can go anywhere. There's always a vast need for that. Decide when you're ready. You can change what I'm telling you as well. You know, we all have free will. This is the energy that's around you right now. The real estate thing, if you decide you want to stay for a while longer and get some financial stuff taken care of, that will help. If you feel like you want to leave now, start looking for jobs elsewhere and just decide where you want to go. But you have to decide whether or not you're staying or going.
Yeah, that's the thing right there. It's I don't know why. It's just this confusion. Like I moved from Georgia, and I've been looking all over because it's Georgia, Philly, and I know I could move right now. But I don't know why I feel like I'm just looking for a stable job that's going to provide the finances. But I don't know why I feel stuck. I know I'm not stuck, but it's just. It can't make a decision, and I don't know why.
I know. I understand that. That's okay. First of all, you have to give yourself permission to change and know that it's okay. It's not like you didn't try where you are. It's just not working. But, you know, as I said to Louise, God has your back. God has your back. So you have to be willing to move. If something gets really uncomfortable, that's God's way of saying, hey, you need to look at this, and is this the right thing for you? You're in a field that you can go anywhere, and that's a beautiful thing. But you have to be willing, you know, start looking at what feeds your soul. You know, like I said to Louise, what feeds your soul? Where do you want to be? What do you want to be doing? You know, we're not stuck. And it's, and things can go. And I know what that feels like. I know what it feels like to feel stuck. And then all of a sudden, one day you wake up and you go, oh, I'm not stuck anymore. The energy just has shifted and I'm not stuck. So start looking at possibilities for yourself and know that you can do anything and go anywhere. That's the reality. And that whatever the choices are that you make, you'll know when it feels right. And everything is still going to be okay. It really will. Okay? And I'm going to have to let you go because we're getting really close to the end of the show. But I wish you all the best and let us know how you're doing. But give yourself permission to make a change. God is with you always. Okay?
And Tasha?
Go ahead.
Tasha, thanks for the call. We've got about 4 minutes left. You're not going to believe this, Rebecca. We're going to take our last caller. Her name is also Tasha. It's a different Tasha. And Tasha, this Tasha, Tasha too, is calling about love.
Hi, Tasha.
Hi.
How can I help you?
I want to know what you see with me and this guy named Henry. We've been already dating 9 months.
Okay, hang on just a second. I mean, a lot of sweetness. That you guys definitely care about each other. I see a lot of laughter, a lot of smiling, a lot of, you know, very warm, kind of cozy feelings between the two of you. He's very kind, but he does everything in his own timing, and I feel like he is not the fastest car on the racetrack. he just likes to take his time, and I feel like, my impression is old-fashioned gentleman. So he's going to take his time in how he does everything. He's proper, if you will. He is and he expects to be the man and be in control. And it's not that he's controlling, but he's the one who, you know, he will call you to set up the date. He will, you know, he will ask you what you would like to do, but ultimately he will take charge, if you will. But I get that he really cares about you, and I feel like you're the one for him. But I don't see him rushing, and it's not because he's complacent. It's just to him, there's a protocol or an etiquette about how long before you do things. He doesn't believe in this. Oh, we fell in love last week, and now we're getting married tomorrow. You know, he doesn't believe in that. It's like, no, you take your time. You get to know somebody. You want to see who they really are. You want to experience some of life. You want to know who that person really is. And my impression, though, is that, you know, his feelings for you just keep getting more deep. So it's not a bad thing. You know, I feel like this is a very good relationship for both of you. You just have to be patient. Oh. He's going to be on his own timing. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Tasha. Thank you very much.
Tasha.
Rebecca, we've got about a minute left. Any closing thoughts to round out the show today?
Well, happy spring. We just had the equinox. And, you know, be your best self. Don't let how others are dictate how you are. In other words, don't let someone's treatment of you change who you are. Just always stand firm in knowing who you are and move through the world as your best self. And know that God is always with you. And love and blessings to everybody. And Garrett, thank you so much.
There we go. Everybody, stay tuned because Rebecca and Zoe are coming back next month on the first and third Tuesday and Wednesday of the month. And if I can get my act together, we're going to get them on the same show together for a dynamic duo combo show. So I can't wait for that. Everybody have a fantastic day today and don't drive distracted. We'll see you next time on Rated G Radio.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.